Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hi, everybody. Good morning. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser, and welcome to the Dougal Fraser Show. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, Dougal.
How are you doing?
Oh, not too shabby. Off last weekend's Northwest Women's Show in here, Seattle, and it was awesome time.
Big stuff.
Oh, yeah, you know, we missed you. You should have flown up.
Big stuff. Okay, guys, big morning here. I'm very excited. We have our first guest. You may know her as Chloe O'Brien from 24. Other movies like Julie and Julia, Punch Drunk Love, Legally Blonde 2, Sweet Home Alabama, my good friend Marilyn Rice Gubb. Welcome, Marilyn!
It's Marilyn.
God, it's happening. Hi. You're on my show. It's so exciting.
I like how you got a fake tear right before introducing me. I really appreciate that.
Well, the funny part is when you listen to the intro, Marilyn was actually here coaching me when we were doing that. And she was like, stand up. What's your show? Who's listening? And what I want to tell people is the reason Marilyn is here today is we've known each other for a really long time. And I want to introduce people to you that you've known before that I find really influential in my life. And I have to
say, it's so sweet.
Well, here's the thing. You are literally the hardest working person I know. Seriously. You're extremely creative. You're really, really good at what you do. And as a friend, I love to call you and like play off of you and get inspired about like creating stuff in our life. And I'm always amazed at your ability to write a new show, come up with a new idea.
Dougal, this is the I Am Thankful Network. You are like so... making me feel very happy and loved right now. Thank you.
And this weekend, it was really fun. So Marilyn, if we can talk about this, shot a pilot for a talk show pilot for the E! Network on Sunday and was really, really sweet and invited me to come on and do a segment. So I was on your show.
And you blew the lid
off. Oh my God, it was crazy. So can we talk about that? How was that for you?
Sure. Well, let's say what it is first. It wasn't something that I set out to do or even necessarily thought that I would do coming, you know, off of a 24, I just thought, oh, I'll do a pilot or a movie, and this sort of happened by accident, and I took a couple meetings about possibly doing a talk show, strip show on the E! Network, which, I mean, we can talk about it. It may not, you know, the thing that we did is not for air, so
it's a pilot.
You for being
of
willing
course.
To do that.
Yeah. But I love that you said that it's not even something that you were thinking of, because... You know, in my world, you know, the spiritual world, we always talk to listeners about like manifesting your destiny. And what I love is your ability to say yes to anything. Like it wasn't about having a talk show.
Yeah, it wasn't something I was thinking of. But I will say, and you know this about me, that, you know, a lot of people recognize me from 24 and don't know that I've done comedy for a long time. I love live performing. I love being thrown something at the last second. And when I met with E, she was like, really? You would want to do a show like this? And she knew me from before when I did comedy, the head of the E! Network, and she was kind of concerned about me getting into the pop culture aspect of it. And I just,
like the gossip part.
You know, the thing about saying yes to it, yeah, the gossip part, was that I thought, this will be fun. You know, it wasn't something that I was like, this is what I'm after, this is what I'm trying to do, which I think it's good to have those things
absolutely
as well. But then when something is presented, to be open to it and go, okay, I'll try that, you know.
And you can, like, totally check it off your list, like actress, comedian, talk show host. Like, that's an experience you've
had. I've checked it off my list.
It's done. So what I'm curious about is, on Sunday, you've never done it before. You know, I know you've been working on it for weeks with your team and everything. But when you get up there and there's the audience and the lights come up and you have, you know, guys, when you're filming a pilot, you have kind of a short period of time in a studio space and nobody's really worked together, so it's all new from the sound guy to the host to everything that's going on.
Well, of course, this being a pilot, they've committed to it, which is great, but
right.
they haven't fully committed to
right.
it, so
they
we were in someone else's
it.
Space,
right.
and like you said, the crew is all together that day, setting it up with a new audience, a show that people don't know what it is, and there was that moment before I went out, you know, I did a 2-minute monologue at the top of it.
Which was hysterical.
Thank you very much. I haven't worked with the teleprompter before, so mm-hmm. there's a live audience there, but I'm playing directly to camera.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that moment where, for as much as I know from live performing and from filming stuff, and even from auditioning, there's that fear that doesn't really help you. So I was like, you know what, Marilyn? You're kind of freaking out. It's not going to help you. And I have techniques. I think I'm saying that because I'm on your show. I have techniques. But I've
you
learned,
found your chakra?
But I've learned how to sort of get rid of that and focus. But then, you know, when your body takes over and I can just feel my throat you know, my heart beating in my throat.
See, I'm
despite
fascinated.
Myself, there was that moment before the first monologue. Once we got started and they were stopping and starting, it was cool. But there was that moment where I was like, okay, no, you know, what is this? Nobody knows.
I'm fascinated by that because when we first met, you know, I just know you as like international superstar.
Right.
I assume you've been doing this for so long that you would never have that experience. And I always think I'm the crazy one. Like even today beforehand, I'm like, oh my God, I've never interviewed anyone before. I don't know what I'm going to do. What if I'm going to do? And that like crazy voice goes on in my head. When I was watching you on Sunday, you looked beautiful. You walked out with like total confidence. So I'm kind of curious, what do you do to project that energy? Do you just ignore the fear? Because I had no idea, even though now that I know you as a friend, I had absolutely no idea that you were anxious.
It's you're in such a strange place that I don't even acknowledge it as fear. I just acknowledge it as like energy that's like building up. And I just like, okay, just breathe.
Right.
And it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But it is.
Right.
And I had people around me right up until when I walked on stage, and then I kind of just turned the corner and stood there by myself for a couple minutes and tried to, you know, kind of tried to laugh a little bit and not take it so seriously really helps.
And
then
you...
I had those really high heels on.
I know they were insane.
They were awesome. I mean, I had to wear them.
You
but...
looked gorgeous, but you also looked like you were trying not to walk on glass when you weren't on the set because you were like, I mean, that must have been, how many hours was that? 5 hours that you were in those
Were 20-minute shoes,
those
max.
Those were totally 20-minute shoes.
Was
it was
ridiculous.
Insane. And your hair, that wasn't all your hair. Come on now. Your hair was like down to your toes.
Please don't talk about ladies' secrets. You know what's funny? Working on this show, I was like surrounded by guys. And again, it's a pilot, so none of this stuff is in place. So there was this... should not be talking about this. It's so unladylike.
Do
but
it.
Like there was a PA who was this super nice guy named Jason. And I was like, Jason, can you stop by my hair salon? Pick up my hair for me. I think I need to match what I'm going to look on this thing for this thing we're pre-shooting. He's like, okay. And then there was another day. It was the day when we were having the read-through at the stage.
Right.
And we were starting at 12. And everybody's there.
Yeah.
And I like called my showrunner. I'm like, I'm getting a spray tan right at 12. And
your
I'm sure
priority?
He was just like, what? He just wrote back, you're a piece of work. And I laughed out loud. I was like, these things are important. Like, if I gotta look good.
So I want to know that. Is that important to you? Like, is that part of, for lack of a better term, like your own version of like drag, like assuming a character? Because there's stuff I do before I get up in front of an audience that it's certainly a part of me, but the outfit, the lighting in the room, the sound, the music, it sets the tone for me to ignore crazy voice and get into the performer slash, you know, person that's going to deliver information. Like, does that help for you?
For sure. And I think since working on 24, which was such a big show, and I started doing a lot of publicity, which I had never done before, it was a real learning curve of being able to have the confidence to dress like that and dress up and not feel like, what am I doing? Because that's not really, you know, when I started doing stand-up, I've kind of had the best of both worlds where, you know, early on in my performing career, it would be like, did I brush my teeth and brush my hair, you know? Okay, I'm wearing pajamas, but I'm relatively clean. Like, those were the parameters
right.
on stage. So, which that's also an interesting approach because you're kind of using that crazy person and the insecurities and taking that on stage and getting laughs from that. You know, and this is sort of the other end of the spectrum where that person is still there comedically, but I also... You know, I'm hosting a show and I'm addressing camera and I'm addressing people that I can't see that are out there.
It's the adult, confident, poised you.
Uh-huh. And,
right.
that's been sort of a discovery that 24 helped me a lot. Like I said, just being able to have the experience of doing a press junket where you're having to, you know, what's Kiefer Sutherland like to work with? When someone
same
asks you
question
that 10 times,
over in a German accent.
And the crazy, creative, petulant part would be like, why are you asking me this? But it's like, this is a totally different person.
Yeah.
They want to know. And
whole different audience.
So
yeah.
It's a really interesting switch between what is the personal and creative, which is you have to have.
Right.
But then sort of building a bridge to a larger audience. And, you know, it's respectful. It's responsible, which I think have like bad connotations. But it's actually a wonderful thing to be able to talk to many different people. you know, about being on 24, and I'm totally used to it.
It's an honor, yeah. Well, it was interesting, too, to see you keep your energy up because, you know, the audience, again, is kind of all waiting for you, and it's a long day. You have to do things over and over again because you want to get it as perfect as possible. And luckily me, I got to go last.
You were amazing.
And the audience,
you waited
when
there all day.
All day in the audience when I walked out. And it's so different. I don't like to perform or like, you know, be, I don't like to speak in front of people I know. So we had friends in the audience. We had friends in the green room. I know you. I want it to go well. And when I walked out, you could see everyone being like, oh God, here comes this gypsy. I hope he gets through a segment so quickly. And because I don't know about you, but so, I try to get energy from the audience because
it helps.
And
then you turn everybody
you
around.
You gotta do it.
And made them fall in love with you and want you
it
to tell them
weird,
the secret
though.
To the universe.
We totally had that moment where I was looking at you and I was like, it was just this moment of, this is my friend. There are cameras here. There's lights. It was such a weird moment.
Yeah, we looked into each other's eyes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It was a moment of like connection.
Are we really doing this?
It was very cool. Guys, it's so happening here right now. If you have a question for me or for Mary Lynn, you can always call us at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to be doing readings. She's going to be giving tips on whatever you're interested in. We're going to be doing it together. We're going to take a quick break. This is Dougal Fraser on The Dougal Fraser Show. Stay.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week, mineral-rich teas. Make up a pot of mineral-rich herbs and sip through the day to boost hydration and your mineral intake. Some mineral-rich herbs include nettle leaf, raspberry, dandelion leaf, oat straw, alfalfa, and peppermint. Maximize the mineral content of your tea by steeping the herbs in hot water overnight. Minerals in this form can increase metabolism, alkalinity, and hydration. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Hey guys, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Hey, do you have questions for me or for Marilyn Rice Cub, our guest today? Why don't you go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, or go to CBS New Sky Radio, and you can ask us your questions, and I might read them live on the air, or someone will read them live. So anyway, we are taking calls today. Again, a lot of people, Mary Lynn, were calling, emailing me, and they were like, is she a psychic too? Does she do that? And so get your third eye ready, sister, because we're putting you to the test.
No, there's something in my third eye. I'm trying to clean it right now. My mom just texted me. She's listening
to
us right
really?
Now. Hi, Betty. What's up?
My dad's listening too, so we have to be equal parent opportunists. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. What's up?
So, guys, we've got our first caller. We have Liz in St. Louis. Liz, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Well,
thank
welcome
you.
To the show.
Thank you so much.
What's going on in your life?
Well, I emailed you because I have this weird thing where I think maybe it's probably common to a lot of people where I tend to have I'm always drawn to eating sugar.
Okay.
And if I didn't have kids, one kid in particular, I wouldn't care. I would just do what I wanted. And I wouldn't worry about repercussions. But I kind of feel like I want him to eat healthy, and I kind of give him all this organic stuff, and I give him, and then like I'm kind of like eating something else, kind of behind my hand or behind the, you know, when he'd be behind his back when I'm making him eat all this stuff, and I think I
you
just,
dirty girl, Liz.
I know.
Dirty girl.
I know.
Eating behind your son's back.
Well, so here's what I find interesting from the first part of your question, though. I love that it's okay for you to eat junk, but it's almost
not. It's really not.
Okay, but let's just be clear. You set it up. You set it up by saying it would be if I didn't have kids, it would be okay. So I think there's something interesting, and I think a lot of parents do this. I wonder, Marilyn, if you feel the same way, where it's almost like we're so frantic about not passing along any negative trait to our child that we kind of use them, for lack of a better term, it's like the guinea pig in a way. It's like, you know, I don't want them to know that I like sugar. And, you know, we're not talking about like your crack addiction or, you know, we're talking about something pretty, you know, simple as sugar. But it's interesting to me that you're so focused on him. What's going on with your relationship with sugar?
My background of my family is total alcohol and drug abuse, so I'm always like worried. Okay, is he going to get that? I see the destruction that it causes in people's lives. I don't drink and I don't do drugs, but you know, this is kind of my drug. You know,
right. So
and
this
I guess
is your
I
addiction.
Wonder. And you know, along like tons and tons of therapy and tons of support groups and da 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 da. I think the thing that resonated with me the most in terms of like a catchphrase was, you're only as sick as your secrets. And I kind of repeat that mantra over and over. I'm like, well, what is a secret something that's going to manifest itself in some way, you know? And I don't, I know it's kind of funny and, you know,
Here's the deal. It feels like you're attaching a lot of power to the issue. And I can totally tell from the way you're talking. I think there's a part of you that struggles with some control issues and perfectionist issues, because I can get that from your energy. And my guess is, you know, if you were growing up in a chaotic environment, one of the ways that you're trying to fix it as an adult, which is appropriate, is try and control the environment. But it feels like there's too much attachment to sugar. So for me, and I don't have children, but I feel like you should have like treat of the week, where I think I would imagine when you tell children don't do this or you're trying hiding it, even if you're sneaking it behind his back, energetically it's like they can feel it. So if we gave treat of the week, we know like every Saturday at 12 you get to pick one treat, then it's not something that's spooky or seductive, because no matter what, kids are going to rebel. So we don't want them to rebel with sugar. Does that make sense?
Drawer, and he gets dessert every day, and I don't hide, you know, his, you know, I don't, he, there is no, really, I try not to even restrict it, you know?
My son wakes up and wants a snack. He doesn't want real food. He just wants sugar.
Where does that come from?
Yeah.
I think it's exciting. He wants to climb up and look in the cupboard, and he wants to get the little package. And anything that's not real food, he wants, and that's all he wants.
Well, I'm curious about that because Mary Lynn is like super, super healthy. I mean, I wouldn't call you like a full vegan, but you certainly flirt with being a vegan, correct?
Yeah, I kind of do. But before I get on that thing, something that Liz was saying about where I feel like her energy is going towards like, I've got to fix this and I've got to not do that. And I've felt that way a lot, like trying to tackle a problem. And what I've found that helps when you have a kid, because you there's so much you can't control, is it's almost like you've got to go in the opposite direction and just let it go. Cut to Liz and her son with their face in a cake and pie all over their body.
That's a good description.
Yeah. So what's your biggest fear with this, Liz?
My biggest fear, and I guess there's another thing, like fears can come true, which I don't like, is I just don't want, whatever he wants to do in his life is awesome, you know,
right.
But I just want to give him tools that he doesn't feel like he would need to use any sort of drug in an abusive way or any
stimulant.
Sort of alcohol. Yeah. And actually, Mary Lynn, one of my favorite movies is The Anniversary Party.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something in that movie, which you were in it,
yes,
right?
Yes, I was. That was me.
Did you just panic a second?
That was you, right?
I'm a big fan. And anyway, one thing, that movie, it's so weird because in that movie, Phoebe Cates says, and I don't know exactly what she said, she says, like, you can't kill yourself or you can't put your head in an oven or something like that about being a parent. Like, you've got to, like, do the best you can, and you can't just, like, leave and do whatever you want, you know? I mean,
Absolutely.
You've got to, like, care. You know, I mean, so it's funny that movie that is like my favorite movie and you were in it. So, I don't know. It's just like being a parent. And I guess when I said it wouldn't matter what I did, it's like everything I do seems to matter, you know? And
I think what's important for you to do is to give yourself the excuse to not be perfect. I think that's really, really important.
I was going to say, it sounds like you have a lot, putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, my mom used to hide M&Ms all over the house, and she was trying not to pass her food issues on. And then it would be like Thanksgiving, and I'd go get the fine china, and like behind the gravy boat would be like three Snickers bars. And it was like, this is not helping the situation. So I really think communication is the key. So you just want to talk to your kids about what's going on and what you struggle with and why you don't want them to go in a certain direction. And as long as you're honest and clear in the fact that you're not going to be perfect, I think everything will be harmonious. Okay, Liz?
Yeah, great.
Thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. It was good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you, too. That's tough with that kind of stuff. My sister did the same thing. Like, when she was pregnant, she was, like, walking on, walking in an open field, being like, I'm only going to give my child honey. It's from bees. And, you know, it's like this spiritual energy that you want this kid to be, like, better than you could ever be.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
I'm just thinking about the field and
Darren walking
different cakes and cookies.
The funny part, though, is it's almost like karmically she got the exact opposite, because she would judge friends and be like, I can't believe her son only eats French fries. And what does my nephew do? He like only eats French fries.
I think you can't really help it. I think there's a positive aspect to wanting things to be better. I mean, I think that's a really lovely thing.
Yeah, you don't want
to. As long as you don't get caught in the anxiety of that.
Absolutely.
And that's sort of the trick that you have to face every day and every moment. It sounds like she's really aware
of herself
doing that.
Yeah. I think it's more like the cycle in her head that's spinning around and getting a little bit too caught up. You know what I mean?
And maybe there is something to that. Just take a day and only eat sugar.
Absolutely.
She'd probably be like, oh, God.
My parents were really, I give this example all the time. My parents were really into table manners. And so, they really wanted to sit at a table and we weren't allowed to burp and, all that stuff, and like have to be like very formal. But we also used to have, my aunt introduced us, we used to have slob night, where that night you could like throw a roll across the table, you could eat with your hands, you could have whatever you wanted, and it felt really giggly and it was special and it was fun. So it's like I kind of got that out of my system. And now, you've been to dinner at my house. I set a mean table. Let's be honest.
Gosh. It's gorgeous.
It's like an Architectural Digest photo shoot.
It really is.
Guys, do you have questions? Our number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I'm giving readings. We're giving advice. We're going to be here all hour. We're going to take a quick break before our next call. You can also go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I may read one of your questions. I'm Dougal Fraser. You're listening to the Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Yes. So where's your class if you are wrong? In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and bitty, gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on?
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend Glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hi, everybody. This is Dougal Fraser. I keep thinking of that SNL skit where they make fun of Miley Cyrus, and she's like, I've got guests, I've got a show, and I'm ready to go. Because I've got guests here. Marilyn Rice Cup is joining us, and it's so exciting.
Dougal, hi. It's me, Marilyn.
I know.
So happy to be here.
I keep forgetting that we're on air, and I'm like, all right, I should probably pay attention to time. So, guys, if you have a question for us, our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Guys, are we friends on Facebook? Because I feel like we should be. Find me on Facebook. Tell me if you love the show. If you hate the show, I'll change something. It's totally up to you. We're going to take our next caller. Hey, Carrie, you're on the air. This is Dougal.
Hey, Dougal. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
Oh, I need some help.
Okay, tell us what's going on.
Heavy stuff, actually. So this will be the heavy segment. I am a sexual abuse survivor.
So am I.
When I was a little girl and have done tons and tons of therapy to work through it. I'm in my early 30s, never been married, have finally met a really amazing guy recently.
Yeah.
Really, like, feel like there's a lot of potential here.
Mm-hmm.
And just find, like, my old demons kind of sitting in front of my face and just find myself really having a hard time intimacy. You know, physical intimacy is like I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Orgasming, like, not to be so explicit, you know, I have a hard time with that.
Yeah. You have a hard time with orgasming with him or in general? Like, can you do it alone or is it just with him?
Sometimes I can do it alone. Okay. Definitely, like, feel way more comfortable alone with him.
Mm-hmm.
hard. I mm-hmm. feel great with him. Don't get me wrong. It's
of
not
course.
Like I don't feel a pleasure. I feel tons and tons of pleasure.
Yeah.
But I can't seem to take that final step of letting go.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, first of all, I really want to thank you. It's so funny. You've apologized twice. You set up the call by saying this would be the heavy call, and then you've apologized through it. So I just want you to know, I know that you're a caretaker, and I really appreciate that. And I'm a sexual abuse survivor as well, just so you know. So I can completely relate and connect to what you're saying. But for this moment and this time that we're spending together, I don't want you to apologize, because who you are is perfect, and your experience and what you're going through is what makes you charming. It's what makes people feel connected to you. And I think what we have to realize is you described it as a demon. And when you say that, there's something about that expression that says that, like, it's something you did wrong. And I think a lot of abuse survivors, myself included, there's a part of us, for me, I should speak just for me, that feels like I did something wrong. Like I invited it, or I'm weird, and, you know, no one's going to love that part of me. And it's like I have to remember to program and train my mind to realize that that is an experience that happened in my past. That is part of who I am. That's part of what my husband fell in love with. And the way that I can bring it to the light is by sharing it as much as possible. I know you mentioned that you've done a lot of therapy. Was that one-on-one therapy, or did you ever work in a group?
I've worked in groups. I've done one-on-one, the whole nine yards.
And so your current, is it your boyfriend now, or your fiancé, or how far along in the process are you?
It would be boyfriend, definitely boyfriend. This is
okay.
New. It's on the newish side, but it was new and it started powerfully, and, you know, that's how it is.
And let me ask you a question. Have you shared it with him yet?
Oh, yes. We've talked about it the first night I met him.
Oh, good for you.
I'm very upfront and open and honest about talking about it. I have no problem with that. I really firmly believe in bringing that to the light and bringing that to the forefront.
Well, let me ask you a question. That's interesting that you say that, because I used to say the same thing. And I would, in any group environment or a workshop, or even if I was at like a book signing or something, I would immediately stand up and I'd say, "Oh, I'm a sexual abuse survivor," and I would say very, very quickly, in a way to kind of like neutralize the energy and to kind of, this is just for me, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I would say it like, "Yeah, I've connected with this. I'm dealing with it. I'm okay with it." But the truth is, like, I don't know how okay with it I really am. And there are certain times with David where I'll really go there and let myself get vulnerable. Yeah. But sometimes I use the declaration that it happened as almost like a weird like defense mechanism. Like, yes, I'm saying the words, but I'm not always connected to them. And it's when you find a partner or a few friends that you feel really, really safe with. There's a difference between just saying with it and then really connecting with it and letting them see your wounded side and see how it's actually affected you. Have you done that yet?
Well, probably not.
I didn't think so either.
Extent that you said, but it's new, and I wouldn't. But right, no.
I want you to do that.
How do you do that though? Like, what steps? Because that's a really, really interesting point of, like, admitting it and being truthful than really being able to process it. And I think that's probably why she called.
It's a subtle shift in consciousness. It's a subtle shift in the delivery that you do it. You know, I'm just going to get very personal here, David, if you don't mind.
Right,
just go for it. So for David and I, it related to porn. Because when I was, I can't believe we're going here, people. It's like an Oprah moment. Let's break out the tissues. But Carrie, I want you to know that I understand. So for me, you know, when I was younger, part of the issue was the person who abused me, the setup was by introducing me to porn first at a way inappropriate age to see how comfortable I felt.
Right.
And it's pretty common on date night for people occasionally, if you've been together for a while, and incorporate a little porn to get things started.
Right.
But I would be really sensitive about it. And I would have to explain to David that sometimes that triggers me into feeling like I'm being forced into something that I don't want to do. And it may totally come out of the blue and I may not know why. But I had to share that with him like a good like 10 or 20 times just to kind of show him what that meant, where my vulnerability was, you know, and he's just being playful and silly and has no idea that that's kind of striking a chord with me. And so like with Mary Lynn said, like, how do you broach that topic? For me, this is what worked for me. I had to give an example of what I went through in order for him to identify what the triggers were for me. Because I think there are some subtle triggers. Do you know what I mean, Carrie? And it can be like totally random stuff, right?
Yeah, totally true.
I think it would be really powerful. And I'm guessing for you, you might want to write it or like take notes down alone. And then when you're together, share it with him. But as you're getting to know him, and I have to say as a psychic, I feel really good about this relationship for you. I think this is like the one. I feel super connected. But I think it would be powerful for you to, you know, not in full detail, but highlight some of the triggers that make you feel you go back to that space, or as you used the word demons earlier, that kind of invoke that energy so that he can understand where you're coming from. Because,
can I ask your question, Dougal?
Yeah.
Like, what is holding me? Like, what is physically holding me? Is it a physical issue that's holding you back from having an orgasm? Is it really just the emotional shame? Is it really, like, what is it?
It's all of it. I mean, it's trust issues. It's feeling connected to him. It's allowing a new man into your life and knowing that you feel safe with him. And the truth is, as human beings and anybody listening out there, you have to let that person earn your trust. And unfortunately, for lack of a better term, the only way that you can do that is by testing them a little bit, where you give them a little bit of information and you see how they react to it. My sense is that he's a really good guy and he's going to stay with you. But unfortunately, we all have our stuff. We all have our crap. We all have our wounds. This happens to be one of your wounds. It's one of my wounds. It's probably a ton of other people, you know, have this wound as well. But it's about sharing it with him. The good news is that you've already told me that you can orgasm. You can connect with him. It has happened. So you've made that breakthrough before.
No, I haven't with him, though. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I'm saying it's happened in your life.
Right. But like, it's only happened like by myself. You know what I'm saying? It's a very isolated incident. So I'm not even convinced that it can.
And this is the difference in the perspective. It's just like the way you started the call. I'm giving it a different, more positive spin. I really want you to focus on, I have done it. That's just a conscious choice. It's a different perspective.
Right.
That tells me it will happen again. As a psychic and a life coach, I'm scanning what you say in order for me to focus and fine-tune how far along you are in the process. My dear, you are so much farther than you give yourself credit for. I'm absolutely certain. I don't want you to be attached to the orgasm. That's what your mind has become attached to.
I know.
What I want you to be attached to is that you're sharing with this individual your wounded self. He too will share with you what his wounds are. And when you do that, for lack of a better term, you'll be able to come together. That's a whole union of the relationship, but you're too attached on this one thing. I want to remove the sexual energy from it and focus more on you're kind of attaching and connecting on a spiritual and emotional level. Does that make sense? Okay, you have really got to watch your thought. You are a total caretaker. So there's a part of you that feels guilty when you bring this stuff up. And energy follows thought, and thought directs energy, so it's super powerful. And I want you to be really careful with how you say things. And I want you to present to him that this is just part of who you are. It's a really small smidgen, and that's going to help the two of you connect more, okay? Carrie, I'm super proud of you, and I'm really glad that you called. That is a wonderful story and really helpful to me and our listeners, and I'm going to do the same thing this week. You know, I'm going to share another aspect of myself so that I can strengthen my relationship. It's all about communication. So the more you can share what you've been through and who you are, the deeper that connection can be. And what I want you to take away from this call is that I know that he's trustworthy.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, Carrie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take care.
You take care. That's big stuff. Hey, guys, we've got an instant feedback question from Jeff. Hey, Benny, you want to read that?
Sure, we'll do. And good luck to Carrie. I know that's a lot to
absolutely
take in. And
big stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so good luck with her on that. So Jeff has written in on the instant message feedback. You're welcome to do so. Anybody out there at thedrpatshow.com. So Jeff from New Orleans, he's written in. He's been pretty much overweight his entire adult life. Recently, he's lost 143 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, in the last 2 years. Kudos to Jeff, man. That's crazy.
That's amazing.
I know. It's like
that's like a Mary Lynn and a half.
I'm going to move on. So, no, I'm sure she's just fine.
Thanks for including me, Google.
Sorry.
That's what I was waiting for. So Jeff is saying that his friends tell him that he should try dating again, and he's never really had a girlfriend and didn't know where to start. He, you know, he's had all this time trouble believing that anyone has found him attractive. What can you provide with him?
Oh, my God, Jeff, I can totally relate to that. As a former fatty myself, I lost over 100 pounds, so I totally, totally get it. And there's this weird thing, you guys, when you lose weight, and even...
How old were you when you...
I was just going to say, I haven't been really overweight in, like, 13 years, but I still completely identify as an overweight person. And when people say that I look thin... Sunday, when we did the show, the first thing I have to do is look in the monitor to see how I actually look versus, like, what I'm seeing in my head. So, Jeff, for me, I don't know if that ever goes away. It takes some time to integrate the thin you. So what you need to do is that every time someone in your life, and I know David is rolling his eyes because I never do this, but I will take my own advice, whatever. Every time someone in your life compliments the fact that you're skinny now, I really need you to say, I'm hearing you right now as saying that I'm skinny and I'm trying really hard to absorb it. Because you have to keep like repeating it back to yourself. It takes time for you to program. I totally think that you should date. First of all, for the other listeners, the size, shape, color, whatever, wherever you are in your physical body, you can date at any time. You know, God provides love for anybody at any size. So I don't want you to say that I'm thin. I think you should date because now that you're thin. I think you should date because you deserve attention. And the fact that you've done this amazing feat of 143 pounds is so amazing.
It is.
So that tells me that you've got great strength of character. You're an amazing person. So why not share that with another individual? The other thing is it helps keep the weight loss going. The truth is when you're dating in the beginning, you want to look good, you want to feel good, so you want to feel connected to your body. So I think the more you date and get active, it's going to be easier for you to connect with people. Now, what I don't want you to do, Jeff, is fall in love with the first person because you're finally getting attention. Just because you're skinny now, you should probably date for a while and feel connected to other people. Love that question. Congratulations, Jeff. So, guys, if you've got a question for us, our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Psychic Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks so much for listening. What you don't understand is I catch a grenade.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hey, everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. This hour is flying by. I'm totally freaking out, Mary Lynn. There's so many, like, eggs to baskets to juggle.
It's just how good your show is. You're going to have to start doing 3 or 4 hours. What does Howard Stern do?
Can you imagine?
What does he do, 4 hours?
It's like
3 hours.
4 hours a day or something like that.
That's
or I think
you.
On XM, he gets to go as long as he wants.
Yeah. That's you.
And we're just
Let's
tall.
Do it, Dougal. Let's do it.
Benny, let's move
yeah,
to New York.
I'm ready for you, buddy.
So, guys, I have a new website. You have to go visit it. We spent a lot of time on it, www.dougallfraser.com. And, hey, if you're listening on KKNW in Seattle, I'm going to be in Seattle on March the 26th doing a psychic development workshop. Come join me. You can call 1-877-936-8425. We have a very sweet, I don't know if this is a question, but Mac from Salt Lake City said, I loved Mary Lynn in 24. She could speak volumes with her facial expressions.
Oh, thank you.
It's true. You do have some pretty intense facial expressions.
What can I say?
Now, did you get in trouble for that in high school? Like, did people ever say, like, you scowl or you make weird facial expressions, or did that just come across in 24?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I can't say that people ever really commented on my facial expressions until 24.
Really? So it was just that show. So do you think that's was that a Chloe thing, or is that something you do as well?
I probably do it as well.
Yeah.
I think I go from completely no facial expressions to a lot of facial expressions.
Right, right.
Because
you're such a deep and profound actress. You can find those spaces.
That's not really what I was saying, but
you
sure.
know what I mean. Whatever. Hey, guys, you can watch Mary Lynn tonight on Raising Hope on the Fox Network. She is going to be on that show, which is totally fun.
I play a reverse gender polygamist, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a roll. Throw that in there. Go
That's
on.
That's a roll and a half.
That's a roll and a half as well. Hey, we've got one more caller. Jay, how are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good, Dugo. How's it going? Hey, Mary Lynn.
Hello.
So what's going on in your life, Jay?
Well, I lost my job just recently.
Awesome.
And, you know, it's really interesting because as my coworker dropped me off, he looked out the window and said, hey, this is a blessing in disguise. I was absolutely shocked when I heard that, and I'm not sure where to turn is into, you know, go for my passion or get another job to pay the bills, something like that. So I'm just looking for some advice.
Well, the good news is when I focus on your energy, I see a lot of gold. And gold light is it comes from the crown chakra. It's the top of the head, and it's the color of independence. Gold people struggle with choosing the right job versus finding their passion. Ultimately, you should be self-employed. Have you ever thought of self-employment?
Yeah, I did that a while back.
And what made you stop?
I didn't find any passion anymore. It wasn't really my passion.
Well, what's your passion right now?
I teach classes. I teach native drum making classes.
Okay. So, ultimately, you could create that into a self-employment venture, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, here's what I'd like you to do. Right now, I want you to not think about doing the right thing. I want you to think about designing the perfect day. The fact that I pick up from you that you should be self-employed and that you've done it before means that it's something that currently rotates in your energy cycle. And I think that moment that your coworker said, you know, this is a blessing in disguise, that's all about perspective. You know, you can be a curmudgeon and be like, oh my God, I just lost my job and get totally connected into anxiety and like, what am I going to do? Or you can do what we talked about earlier, where you separate yourself from that fear and you try something different to attract in new energy. So what I'd like you to do is pretend that you've just been given $5 million for the next year, and how are you going to design your day? And you write down how you could take your passion and turn it into a business. The good news is when someone has gold, especially a man, they're pretty good with coming up with ideas, but they tend to get anxious and they'll fall into a job just because it feels like the right thing to do. So that's why I give you the vision that you've got $5 million, you can do whatever you want, and design the perfect day. The next thing that I want you to do is I want you to start talking to people about what your passion is and what you're trying to create. In my opinion, there will be two jobs for a period of time, one of which will be a part-time job that will just kind of ease your anxiety, that kind of gives in a little bit of money so that you feel like you can take some risks in the self-employment venture, because it's going to take a couple of weeks or months before we can get to a point where that's actually providing for you. So I think the combination of both will work well, but you've got to get your vision down on paper. Guys, you've heard me talk about this so many times. It is so important to get what your desire is and what you're trying to manifest down on paper so that you can focus. If teaching classes like that work for you, you don't have a job right now, so God knows you got the time. In the next 4 to 6 weeks, make a day, set a price, invite people to come, start getting that energy in motion so that you can start attracting in that money and you can start attracting in that work. My prediction is that ultimately you're going to be self-employed, and I think you're going to do really well with it, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Good luck, Jay. Thanks for calling.
That was a good one.
Well, it's so hard because
I can relate to that because, you know, sometimes it can be fun to, oh, pretend I have $5 million. But the trick is when you constantly slip back into, and it's really easy to do, but when you are slipping into like the negative and poor me, you got to keep practicing like bringing it back up.
Well,
and sometimes you can deny like, oh, everything's great. I'm not feeling that. So
absolutely.
The trick is to like acknowledge it, but then be able to consciously keep turning it around.
And our society does not support that positive thinking at all. I mean, I may watch Oprah for like an hour a day of positive thinking, but the rest of the day is like pure insanity of the world is falling apart and
it's
you can't
really
drink
tricky.
Water.
It's really and hard we have not no to do that.
It's really hard not to do that. And actually, I was curious about that because I experienced with you, you're extremely good at not being attached to what you create in your life. Like you always seem to have a variety of things going, whether it's like your one woman show or like the pilot you did with E, and then you're coming up with another idea. Like you never seem to be attached to one thing. Do you notice that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a similar yet different topic of the same thing, which is being an artist and tapping into that thing, which I'm sure he could relate to, making something.
Right.
But then you tend to think, oh, but I can't, you know, this is just what I like doing, and kind of marrying both those ideas. It's very tricky because you have to, when you make something, you have to do it for the love of it.
Absolutely.
And then you hope that it pays off.
Right.
So it's kind of like going back and forth between those two worlds because you can't make something and go, this better work. I better make money off of this.
Well, you're a painter as well. And when you started painting and expressing yourself in that creative way, I've been to art shows of yours before. Was that your intention to sell it or were you just doing it because you liked it?
Just doing it because you like it.
Yeah.
And you have to. And even that brings its own anxiety because you're like, well, why am I spending money on paint? Why am I spending money building this? Like, why? Because no one will see it. It's really important to like honor that part of yourself because ultimately it will lead to something else. If that's, you know, really is your passion and what's right for you.
If that's the destination. And it's funny because I think, like, I never thought of doing this, you know, being a psychic and like a life coach. This was always a hobby for me. This was my passion. This is what I was into. And, you know, like, even if we go to lunch, I still want to process. I still want to dissect. I still want to pull things apart. But the career part of it or the money part of it kind of came to me. It was something that I did on the side.
It is about taking that risk and that chance and not being attached to the outcome and just like, okay, well, this feels really good and I really like this, even though there's always going to be those voices, especially when you're going deeper and you're doing more and more, that never goes away, but hopefully you get better at dealing with that.
And you have to take a risk. You know, I can't just sit at home being like, I love tarot cards and I don't talk to anybody and I don't explain. You know, that's why I was saying to Jay, like, you have to pick a day, set up a class, make it happen, and, you know, see if people show up because that's how you get the energy moving. Okay, we're going to do one more quick phone call. We've got Lynn on the phone. Hi, Lynn. This is Dougal.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Well,
you have great
better.
Energy.
Sorry?
I said you have great energy. What's going on?
I feel like, well, I know that I have been going through a transition for quite some time, probably, I want to say, at least 2 to 3 years, with a divorce.
I hate when I do this. I swear to God, I was listening to your voice, and I was just thinking, is she divorced yet? I swear I was just thinking that. Oh, why do I do that? Okay, sorry, keep going. That was a smart move, Lynn.
I've so moved on, and I think it was a good thing for both of us. So
it was a really good thing.
Yeah, it's a blessing. And actually, we now can, I think, be friends.
Good.
So we put it aside and gotten over the bitterness. However, lost my father in August.
I'm sorry.
Now my mom is having incredible health issues.
Mm.
And
so let me stop you right here. When you start talking, the first color that I see around you is a really soft amethyst color. Amethyst light is the color of the peaceful warrior. You are always going to be brought into other people's problems. It's kind of part of what you're good at. I'd love for you to be like a mediator or a life coach as a position, because you might as well deal with people's problems and get paid for it. But in your lifetime, and of course, your mother's having issues, so you're going to want to take care of her, and the family might be dealing with the loss of your father and the divorce and all that stuff. But a lot of times it pulls you away from yourself, and you have to be really careful with that. We're kind of running out of time, so I have to give you a really quick reading. But know that every situation, people will want you to jump into their problems. So you should pick up that energy and try and turn it into some kind of a career for yourself. Okay, Lynn?
Okay.
Well, good luck with everything, and thank you so much for calling.
All right, bye.
Thanks. Hey, guys, next week, a really good friend of mine, Stacey Kizer, a psychotherapist. You know her from shows like Diatribe. She was also on Celebrity Fit Club. She's going to be coming in, and we're going to be talking all about weight, my favorite issues. Go to Facebook, go to DougalFraser.com. Send in your questions, any topic we can bring up. But next week, it'll be the psychic and the therapist taking your calls. Mary Lynn, thank you so much
for being here.
Thank
you. You're so fantastic.
Guys, watch Racing Hope tonight. This was so fun. First guest. We did it.
Woo-hoo.
Good times. Guys, I'm Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. And I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Dirty bit.